This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Republican and Democratic congressional leaders expressed hope late Tuesday about reaching an agreement on a new round of coronavirus aid that has eluded U.S. lawmakers for months. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said he thinks there is a genuine desire to come to an agreement. Without a deal, several key programs are set to expire at the end of the month, including unemployment aid that reaches 12 million out-of-work Americans and a rental eviction moratorium that is keeping an estimated 40 million Americans sheltered during the cold winter months. Funding for the U.S. government also is set to run out Friday when a short-term extension expires. President-elect Joe Biden has said that even if lawmakers reach agreement on aid this month, a subsequent round of aid will almost certainly need to be negotiated when the new Congress is sworn in early next year. The White House said Tuesday President Donald Trump would wait to see the specifics of the deal before signing off on it. Many Americans received up to $1,200 in payments early this year to address the impact of business closures meant to control the spread of the pandemic. Lawmakers from both parties have expressed approval for another round of smaller stimulus checks. And speaking of the president-elect Biden, on Tuesday, he told Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell during a phone call that although they disagree on a lot of things, there are things they can work on together. McConnell acknowledged Biden as the winner of the election a day after the Electoral College voted to confirm Biden's victory. McConnell also congratulated Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, saying all Americans can take pride that our nation has our first female vice president ever. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Hundreds more hospitals here in the United States are now dispensing COVID-19 vaccinations to their workers, while a second vaccine is close to the government approving its use. A day after the rollout of Pfizer's BioNTech's coronavirus shots, the Food and Drug Administration said its preliminary analysis confirmed the effectiveness and safety of the vaccine developed by Moderna and the National Institutes of Health. A panel of outside experts is expected to recommend the formula on Thursday, with the FDA's authorization to follow. The Moderna vaccine uses the same technology as Pfizer BioNTech's and showed similarly strong protection against COVID-19. But it is easier to maintain because it does not need to be kept in the deep freeze at minus 70 Celsius. The vaccines come at a crucial time here in the U.S. as the death toll passed a staggering 300,000 on Monday, according to Johns Hopkins University, with some 2,400 people now dying per day on average. London on Wednesday moved into the highest level of coronavirus restrictions in an effort to control rising infection rates there, dealing another blow to hospitality businesses before Christmas. The British capital moved into Tier 3, meaning theaters, pubs, restaurants will have to close, although takeout establishments can remain open. People cannot socialize with anyone, not from their household or support bubble, but can meet in groups of up to six people in public places outside. Britain only emerged from a four-week lockdown early this month, and the government introduced a targeted regional system of tiers to try to cut infection rates. Rebels from the Boko Haram extremist group are now claiming responsibility for abducting hundreds of boys from a school in Nigeria's northern Katsina state on last Friday. More than 330 students were abducted from the school by gunmen, although several others managed to get away. Spokesman for Nigeria's president says the government and the attackers are negotiating the fate of those missing boys. And the United Nations says more than 2 million children in the Tigray region of Ethiopia have been cut off from humanitarian assistance for more than a month now. The UN spokesperson said the agency was working with Ethiopia's government to reestablish access to the conflict zones. For more news, please join us at voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.